Welcome to Up The Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. So a debrief slash match reaction slash player rating about yet again another Aston Villa victory. Aston Villa are undefeated in their last 10 games. That is an absolutely fantastic achievement in the Premier League. We went on a 10-game winning streak in the Championship, but 10 games unbeaten in the Premier League is absolutely amazing. It's so good. There's so many tough sides, whether you're playing against teams at the bottom, at the top, they're all really different in themselves. Look at Arsenal. Last week, going for the title and they draw 3-3 with Southampton at home. It's so unpredictable, and anyone can beat anyone on their given day. And I think that's a testament to Villa that we've been able to stay undefeated for this run, and it's just been absolutely amazing. 5 clean sheets in the last 5 home games. We've won 5 home games in a row since we lost to Arsenal. Again, that is some fantastic achievement to get 5 clean sheets at home in a row. You know, I forgot what the away fans sound like at Villa Park. So those two things are absolutely amazing. And number one, the one big thing that sounds amazing, Aston Villa are 5th in the Premier League. Let that sink in. 5th. Absolutely mental. Absolutely mental. Can't believe it. That's got to be the highest that I've seen Aston Villa in the Premier League for years and years and years. So, yeah, brilliant. And, yeah, love it. Buzzing for it. Can't wait to watch all of the other games now this week now and see what happens and see where we are come Thursday evening. So Aston Villa 1, Fulham 0. Let's get into it then. Let's get into my initial thoughts of the game. We'll go into it in a little bit more detail. I thought first half was just as good as the Newcastle game. I thought we showed complete domination. I thought we passed the ball superbly well. I thought we worked openings, we worked territorial advantage. We just literally had Fulham on a little, it like was playing them on FIFA. It was like you were playing FIFA, knocking it where you want to go. They were getting nowhere near us. And I just felt first off, it was really, really good from Villa. You know, you've got to give credit to Villa as well because they're now coming out at Villa Park with 40,000 fans expecting them to beat Fulham to keep this European charge dream going. And I think we stood up to it and we played in third gear, literally third gear. We were nowhere near at our best, but we still can play to that level and keep a team at arm's length for 90 plus whatever minutes of a game. And I think that was really, really good. And we need credit. And, you know, a lot of regular viewers of this channel will have heard me say in the past, like, play shit and win. But I don't think we played that bad yesterday. But what did we do? We got those points. We are now at the business end of the season. We have got 5 games to go. It doesn't matter how we play now, as long as those points just keep ticking on that scoreboard. And I think we're going to do it. We are going to get some form of European football. And what we've done now, just like when we brought Chelsea into it, just when we climbed and clawed back Brentford and we clawed back Fulham, and then we've overtook them now. So against Brentford, we didn't allow Brentford to be in that European picture. Fulham out of the European picture. It's four teams now going for three positions. And I think, yes, and I say it again, there's certain teams with games in hand, but I would much rather have them points on the board than have to be chasing them games. You don't want to be Brighton now with three games in hand, and you've got to play six games in May. Six games in May, Brighton have got to play. I think it might be more, but I think it's six games they've got to play. They're basically playing two games a week in May. You don't want to be them. You want to just be have points on the board, and that is it. If they win them games, fair enough. But we are now in a position where if we beat the teams that are in and around us, if we beat Spurs, it's in our own hands. So we've done remarkably well to be in this position, and I think we're going to do it. So let's get into the stats of this game then. So we had a 0.97 XG. We had 52% possession, 14 shots, 3 on target, 4 off target, and 7 block shots. Fulham had 1 shot, none on target. We had 2 counters, 2 counter attack shots. We played 435 passes, 399 for Fulham. We had 84 passing accuracy, and they had 81%. This is the match dominance by expected threat. So you can see in the first half, completely dominant from Villa. Fulham came out the second half. We had some little spells in that second half as well. The shot map, there you can see Aston Villa shots to Fulham shots. You know, they for all the work that they did in the second half, they never troubled Martinez. So the average positions from Aston Villa, as you can see here, it's a little bit more, there's more width to it. It's a little bit more expansive. We've spread the width of the pitch. Again, you can see Ashley Young holding his position. You can see Luca Moreno, number 15, going forward. You've got Ramsey and McGinn either side of a double pivot. And then you've got Ollie Watkins through the forward line. For Fulham, you could see what did we want to do in this game. We really wanted to peg back their fullbacks, and that's what you can see that we did in this game. We didn't allow their fullbacks to get forward and support their midfield, and I think we did that fantastically well. Aston Villa's passing network is the thing of beauty. You can really see that width. Interestingly, in this one, you can really see the partnership between Mings and Konsa. That passing network is just fantastic for them too. They were really working the ball together, calm, composed, assured. The ball was going into Dendonka and Dougie Luiz, and they were spraying the ball into Moreno, Ramsey, Watkins, Buendia, McGinn. McGinn has adopted that forward line on that right-hand side as well, hasn't he? He's really getting a little bit more further forward, which is really nice to see. This was the Fulham passing network. So you can see between Ream and their other central defender that it's just breaking down as it goes further wide, especially on that left-hand side. On the right-hand side, they were getting a little bit of joy, a little bit of a partnership. But they went with Dan James in the first half up top as well, and he didn't really feature much in that game. So I think all in all, you can see that we've sort of we're pressing on their back four. We've stopped their midfield from getting any sort of rhythm. And I think that was a real tale of the game that, you know, even though they were pressing in that first half, especially, they just couldn't really break us down, and they couldn't really get any joy in the game at all. So, you know, I think it wasn't our blockbuster self, but I don't really think it needs to be at this moment in time. It's just about getting them 3 points. And, you know, even when Unai first came in, you know, it's just absolutely mental to see, you know, where we were. And we were 16th before Emery came, 16th, and we're now fifth. Like, I want to keep saying it because, like, we ain't been there for ages. So, yeah, we're fifth in the Premier League. But yeah, it was one of them games where we just we just had to do enough, didn't we? We just had to win. I didn't want to go down and do a fan camp after, you know, a loss and whatever. But I just think now it's we're just doing what we need to do. And United is a big game. They play Thursday night. So it feels like Villa now can have a couple of days, hopefully, to rest the legs and go again for Manchester United. So, you know, they're playing Thursday night. They're going to get a day's rest, prepare for the game on Saturday, play Villa on Sunday. So Unai will have a plan. And, you know, I think some of the games coming up will suit us a little bit more, because they will really want to come out, won't they? I'm talking United will come. You've got Spurs that will want to come after us. Wolves probably away. Liverpool away. So all these teams that we've got coming up will probably not want to just sit and wait. And again, another good point about this game is we've won another game against a team that don't want to press us. So they were happy for us to have that ball. They were happy for us to have it until we got to a certain point, and then they would trigger us. But they did sort of sit with a like a mid block. And I think we're doing quite well against that now, to remain patient, and bide our time. And there was a period yesterday where there was a little bit of a groan, and we just had to just calm, chill, relax, wait, just be patient. We were winning 1-0. We don't need to go and start overcompensating things when we are 1-0 up at home. Now we can do it. We can see out a 1-0 win, and we've shown it. So I think it's good that some of those teams will come after us. This win I think is important, because it's gave us a little buffer sort of thing, which I think I quite like. So yeah, all in all, a difficult game. A game where we were not at our best, but still won. And first half, I was really happy with. So let's have a little look now. So let's now do our player ratings for this game. So we'll go on to utvpodcast.co.uk under Social Hub. And this is where you'll go on player rating. And you can input your player rating for this game. So we'll go Martinez. Didn't have a shot to save. Kept a clean sheet. Kicking decent. Like, how can you not give him a 10? He hasn't done anything. Like, so the fact that he hasn't done anything, testament to the back five, the whole team in front of him. Kicking was good. Gets a 10 for me. Ashley Young, I'm going to go with a... He's got to go. You've got to go big on Young, because he's playing games every week. He didn't really put a foot wrong, did he? I think he had to just do the defensive things well, which I think he always does really well. So, yeah, I'm going to go Ashley Young an 8. Moreno, I'm going to go... Gonna go 7-8. We'll go 8. Kept a clean sheet. Again, yeah, did well. Didn't really get us forward as much, but I think he did go on a couple of those little amazing runs. But I think, yeah, in context, I think all of them done really well across the back line. Konsa, I'm gonna go an 8, because he's just Konsa goes under the radar, doesn't he? So under the radar. It's like he's playing that well that you don't notice him playing well, because he's just playing that well. Like, that's how I think he is. He's one of them players that, you know, he doesn't get loads and loads of, like, praise all the time from the media and stuff, but he just goes about his business, and his game has come on so well. Like, him and Mings have just been absolutely tremendous. Like, they have been transformed into ball-playing centre-backs during a season. Their communication is brilliant. They're playing with a smile on their faces. They're defensively solid. They are solid, solid men. And their awareness to usher things out is really good as well. So, you know, I can't praise Consum enough. Dendonka, again, I felt like he had a really good, solid game. Him and Luiz were winning that midfield battle. It was really, really strong. So, again, a little bit like Konsa, he's one that goes under the radar, but he had a really good game. Mings, I am going to give a... going to give Mings a... So I think who I'm giving Man of the Match to. Right, I'm going to give Mings a 10. Mings is going to get a 10 because not only did he keep a clean sheet, he bagged the winner. And I know a lot of Villa fans have been saying that Mings and Konsa need to get more goals, which they do. They need to add goals to their game, I think. But to see him pop up with the winner, fantastic. Again, everything like what I've said about Konsa, Colossus stepping out of defence, you know, taking it upon himself, both of them being brave on the ball now, is really good. I know Konsa was twisting and turning on the halfway line and he got the foul. And I just think both of them, I can't praise them enough. They've absolutely been fantastic recently. Dougie Luiz, again, I'm going to give him an 8. Really big game again. Ran the midfield. Energy, passing range, technicality about his play, an urgency and a vibe, and I would say a tempo, which is what's needed. So Dougie Luiz, brilliant. Going to give Buendia a 6. I'm going to give him a 6. I felt like he had a good, good game against Brentford. But last night, it just wasn't happening for him, was it? He was dwelling on the ball a little bit too much for me. There was a couple of opportunities where I felt like he'd done the hard part. He'd done his little wriggle. He'd done his jink. He took a touch, get rid, pass it. And it was just one touch too many. And he was losing the ball. And his arms were in the air. He was bashing the floor. At one point, he had a bit of a words with Watkins. So he had a really frustrating game, Buendia. He does stuff well, but it was the dwelling on the ball for me. Needs to be quicker. I think what they're doing, the opposition teams, is they're getting bodies in and around Buendia. So he's got to move and work that ball a little bit quicker. So he has got a 6 for me. And he's one of the ones that, with 5 games to go, really needs to step it up a little bit. McGinn, I'm going to go with an 8 again. I thought he had a really good, solid game. It was just doing McGinn things and doing them well. Ramsey, I'm going to give a 6 as well. Pretty anonymous, should we say, in the game. I don't really remember him doing anything creative-wise. And I just, again, him and Buendia, I think just gotta see something more ticking through the game. I just think sometimes those two can go a little bit missing. But you know, we got the win, clean sheet for the midfield as well, I guess. So Watkins has had an average of a 4.6 here. Come on, Villa fans, come on. We'll go with 7. Willing runner, work rate. Didn't really have too many opportunities. Traore looked tidy when he came on. Luca Dean as well looked tidy. And we'll go Chambers 7. So 7s, 6s, a 10 in there, 2 10s in there. So not a bad player rating. And I just think that just probably kind of shows where some of the performances were at. The defence unit was really good. Midfield, a little bit off it a bit. So, you know, I mean, we're playing the same team every single week, aren't we? So there's going to be some there's going to be some dips in levels, I guess, now. But we'd hope that we can get some bodies back. It just feels like we do just need a Cash or a Bailey to just come in and give a bit of energy back to the squad as well. So, Villa fans, let me know your thoughts. Thanks, everyone who gets involved in the channel. We will have the match preview. That will be tomorrow. And then we'll have press conference on Friday. Predicted lineup will be out on Saturday. And then we've got the game on Sunday. So that will be our content for the next couple of days as well. So up the Villa. Brilliant win. Fifth in the league. Subscribe. Drop a like. Comment your thoughts. See you later.